Hello, Isabella. How are you going?
Hi, Mick.
Thanks for joining us here at 2SER.
Thank you.
It's very exciting, like, for you to be able to doing a play like this, right? You're writing it, you're directing it, you're performing it. Is this something that you've ever done before?
No, I've never done this before. I am an actor.
Yeah.
So from Brisbane, and I have a huge love and skill set in the theatre. So it just was something I always knew that I'd end up doing, is falling into writing and creating theatre.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing it now.
You've talked to me before about how this other roles that you've done, sometimes they don't quite feel like they fit. You know, you sometimes have to change yourself to become a character that maybe doesn't quite suit who you are. But of course, as an actor, you do that. Mm. But this role, obviously, you've written and you're doing it as yourself, and it feels a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of performers out there that can relate to this, where you feel that you have like an alter ego or like someone else within you. Mm-hmm. It sounds a bit bipolar, but it's essentially a clown, and somebody that you're able to be really free in. And I think over the course of a year recently, things have just become more and more apparent that this persona is something that I need to express. Yeah. and have a story and a voice with.
And you feel really comfortable in that role because it's sort of a part of you, right?
Yeah.
Is it a bit autobiographical, this story?
It is. Well, I mean, we say story, there are a lot of tangents and little stories within this piece. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily like a linear narrative, even though it's a very narrative style of performance. Very autobiographical, yes.
Right. Yes. You're described as darkly raw and absurdist, but a comedy where the exploration of the female identity is represented by the Red Lady. Mm. How does the Red Lady represent femininity for you?
Well, I think she expresses and shows us the real struggles of being a woman. And a lot of it is to do with society and identity, and also an image, and also a lot to do with love and being female and being in heterosexual relationship, you know, and there's a lot of that kind of stuff in the show. It's quite dark and but obviously very funny because it's so real.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say, like, if this is autobiographical and you're saying things that are quite personal to you, but then people laugh at it. Is that sort of the intention, or do you register that, like, when people are laughing at experiences that you might have had?
Yeah, I think the humor in it, definitely in my life, certain things have been changed, you know, and elaborated on.
Sure.
But the core of parts of the show, essentially, is life, and life is very funny, even though it can be twisted and dark and hard in the moment.
Yeah.
In hindsight, it's incredibly funny, and I think a lot of humor comes out of the physical nature of the work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite physically humorous as well.
Yes, animated, one might say.
Animated. Yes, dramatic.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all in it as well, all in the package. So.
But you talk about, I think, displaying, sharing your experiences as a woman on stage, but it's a very poignant time for this sort of thing because, of course, we're going through the Me Too generation. We're going through periods where people are actually opening their eyes a little bit more to the sort of experiences that women have to do on it. On a day-to-day basis, things that people maybe don't realize.
Mm.
And it's becoming to light now that, you know, women have been putting up with this for centuries, but there's no reason that has to continue that way. People should be more aware of what's happening and how women have been dealing with it forever, and maybe that they don't have to deal with that forever.
No, I think within the show you see a lot of really minute examples of the stress that women experience in society.
Mm.
you know, I've come through really big periods of anxiety and stress to do with the fact that I'm a woman, you know, and I think every woman can relate to that, and any human being can relate to that, because society is stressful and it puts a lot of pressures on us. Mm. And I think parts of my show explores that and ultimately gives people something to walk away with, either laugh at, which I think is incredible, to be able to do, you know, to be able to laugh at moments that we have that are just absolutely diabolically horrible, you know. I hope that in some way people walk away with something that will allow them to feel less alone.
What? Yeah. No, I love that. And maybe they'll look at their own lives and think of ways that they could create an absurdist comedy about the experiences they've had.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm really interested in the character, the Red Lady, and how you've developed and written a story around that. I saw a sneak preview of this, I think, at a previous version of the Red Lady.
Yes, at the Sydney Fringe.
Yeah, Sydney Fringe. And people might have seen that. What was the show called that was part of?
It was The Library of Babel.
That's right, Library of Babel. And we saw a sneak peek of maybe, was that the birth of the Red Lady? Is that, how did this all begin?
So, that was, I was working with director Claudia Osborne, who is phenomenal. And she essentially, I just started making work. I started writing. That's what I was doing. And then I was showing it to her and reading it to her and just kind of having someone else to say, yeah, go for it, you know, start making this into a little theatre piece. Mm. Just opened up all these doors. And, it essentially started there. And there's so many strings to it, you know, so many moments that have come to this moment. Like I was talking before, like when I saw Nick Cave with you, and how just so many... the way musicians work has been very influential in terms of writing and creating and essentially taking emotion and putting it in a really beautiful way that we can all understand and absorb and relate to. So,
you're right. Nick Cave is a very emotional performer. Not only on his recordings, but then live is something else, you know, and he makes these connections with the audience, which he's very well known with. Maybe not necessarily touching, but, you know, he doesn't even have to be touching them, but he just connects with everyone, and no matter what size room it is. Mm. And that's a real thing that I think he's well known for. Is that something you're hoping to do in your show as well, to connect with people on that sort of level where they feel connected with your stories and you as a performer?
Yes, yes, because I think... eye contact is something that happens a lot in my show. Mm-hmm. It's very important and scary, but it's important.
For you, making contact with random people?
Yeah. Not physically, but like...
But eye contact with people, yeah.
Yeah, contact and connection. Mm-hmm. That word is everything. So,
And you've called the show Get...
Her out of here.
What's the idea behind that?
So I honestly didn't think too much about this title.
Really?
Honestly.
Am I delving into it a little bit too much?
No. It all started with this particular circumstance where all I could think about. So when I say it all started, I started writing a lot of my stuff down in a very story-like way.
Okay.
That all I could think about in these circumstances was, I just get me out of here, or, you know, like, get her out of here, like, get me out of here.
Okay.
Like, you know, and I think in a way, as women, I mean, and as men, we all experience those moments, and sometimes, like, more often than not, where we just need to get ourselves out of this situation, like in repeat. And I was finding that a lot in my interactions with men. I was like experiencing such struggle yeah, town, yeah. You know?
Yeah, fair enough.
So it was kind of born out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, there we go. People can experience this. Have the eye contact with Isabella Broccolini at 107 Redfern Street, 107 Projects down on Redfern Street, of course, at 107. It's on this Thursday, tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday night, and there are tickets available, but jump online and check it out. Where's the best place people can buy the tickets?
Online at yes. Eventbrite.
Eventbrite. I'll put a link onto the website at 2SCR.com and we'll also tweet it out. But or just do a search for Isabella Broccolini, get her out of here in Redfern and you'll find the tickets. Yeah. Good luck with the show.
Thanks.
They're very exciting.
Yes, yes. And you can also buy tickets at the door, you know.
Okay, cool. Easy, 8 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, Saturday yeah. night. And yeah. just jump down a little bit earlier, have a chat. Are you going to have a chat to the audience? Is that like
yeah,
not a thing? Is
that, you know? Afterwards, definitely.
Yeah, cool.
After I go and chill out, have a glass of water.
Yeah, change out of your persona.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Good luck with it.
Thanks,
Isabella.